Oh, welcome in. What a beautiful night here in Southeast Michigan. What a difference a week makes.
Oh, right, it's so Mike? Nice. Oh. You know, last week was not fat guy kind of weather. Just want to let you know that. And this week is. So it's nice.
Now, you know what? All jokes aside, for people that don't know this, like Mike Fay doesn't sleep. He teaches golf all day, every day. And so we had that spell where, Mike, there's no other way to say it. It was hot. It was humid. It was miserable. This had to be a welcome relief, not only for you, but literally all the people that, you know, come and see you and want to learn to get better.
It's very difficult when you're trying to stand over a golf ball and you've got sweat dripping on it. Not good.
It's amazing how that works.
Very humid.
We've got lots to talk about. As you know, there are a lot of golf events all throughout the year, but some big ones coming up the next couple of weeks. So we're going to have a couple special guests join us live out here. Where is out here? Well, we are at the Fox Hills Learning Center. And I found out something today that I didn't know. We've been coming out here for a couple of years, Mike. This is called the Double Bay.
Yes.
So we are in, I don't know what the Double Bay means.
It's the double whammy.
Okay, it's the Double Bay.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, and we've got a couple special guests out here that we're going to be talking to in a little bit, Perry Parker and Gwen Holswit. I nailed it. Yes.
Nicely done.
I'm actually pretty proud of that. Now there's the name of the course that Perry works at. I need a little work on that one. By the time he comes up, I think I'll get the courage to try that again. But certainly a great time out here at Fox Hills. And again, Jordan Young Golf, of course, out here in what we refer to as the Double Bay, a very packed parking lot once again.
I know,
it's good for business.
I like the
weather. The
weather's
good for business.
Yeah, we're outside instead of back in the corner.
The Double Bay.
Yeah, you got it.
It's a new term.
Perfect temperature.
It is. It really is. I like the fans just the same, though. Let's be honest. I like the fans just the same in here. We were just talking to Chris Renwick, of course, he of Sports Wrap, about the end of the tournament today. In case you missed it, you're just tuning in right now. Congratulations to Will Zalatoris. Gets it done. Another outstanding effort from Will. Seb Straka is a guy, the last couple of years, he's had his moments. I'm sure his time is going to come, but Will has been playing some darn good golf. $15 million purse down there in Memphis.
I mean, we were just waiting for him to win, right?
Yep.
I mean, the whole country, the whole world's basically waiting for this guy to win. He finally does, three-hole playoff, kind of in dramatic there at the end. We'll talk about it in a bit, but great ball striker. We were talking earlier about his proximity to the hole, I believe is number one on tour. Great time to pull one off, first tournament in the FedEx, right, Mike?
Everybody was picking him for every major, right?
We all did.
We were ready for Will to win, and he finally got it done. That was awesome.
Tony Finau is a human being. I mean, he had been on some kind of fire. There's no doubt about it. But we found out down there at the St. Jude Championship, he is a human being. It's not like he played poorly. I mean, he started, he had a 64, went 68, 69, 68, finished four strokes back. But
T5.
Yeah, you know, and Jordan, this goes to your point. You know, hey, listen. We've seen this in the game of golf. We saw 3 years ago, 4 years ago, all the years run together. It looked like Brooks Koepka was going to win forever. Mm-hmm. It was just, he's the new guy. He planted his flag and he is going to take care of business. This is a game that can humble you. It takes the time to climb up that mountain. And if you think you're going to stay on top of that mountain, you haven't been following.
Well, look at Scheffler. Right. We talked last week. We talked like who was there. Well, you think of Rory, you think of Finau, you think of Scheffler. And I was like, oh, hey, not so fast. Scheffler's been playing great all year, but his hot streak is kind of past. And of course, he misses the cut. Right. But Adam Scott, T5, John Rahm, T5, Morikawa, T5, Finau, T5, Fitzpatrick. Those are some big names.
Yeah.
And those are big points at T5 in that first event for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. A pretty historic day on the LPGA. I want to get to it because we have a busy show today. In case people didn't see it, a big win on the LPGA. I'll let you give all the details, but I do want to bring up one thing. A 63 on day four.
So good.
Oh, come on. You want to talk about answering the bell.
Making everything she did. Anna was a rookie to make everything and get her first victory in the ISPS Handa World Invitational in Northern Ireland. Yes, she went nuts. My High Stark shot 20 under.
20.
Won by five shots. Really, really good player. I know it's fun to watch.
She needed every one of those strokes of that 63 today to make that five difference as well, because she ended up winning by five strokes and over the second place finisher, who shot a 68 today. And as you mentioned, Stark shot a 63 today.
She made everything. 20 feet, good. 18 feet, good. 21 feet, good. Does everything. It was awesome.
Takes home $225,000 at the Honda World Invitational over in Northern Ireland.
Everyone should go practice their putting after watching her play.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
Was that what it was?
She was making it already.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was fun.
I've never been to the North. I've been to the Emerald Green Isle, but I've never been to the North. Lots of courses up there?
Lots.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Good stuff. So congratulations to her on that. By the way, Nick just sent me this. This is pretty funny, Nick. Zalatoris, new caddy.
Yeah.
Makes 270 G in his first week.
That's nice.
That's all right. That's okay.
Not bad coming off the bench, right?
That's all right. Jeez, oh Pete.
How about Monet Chun, who is plays at U of M, Canadian girl, I believe. I'm not sure where she's from, but she lost in the final of the U.S. Women's Am. Saki Baba, I believe from Japan, was, I don't know if she's won yet. I think they're still playing, but she's got a monster lead if she's still playing. I'm trying to get the update there, but I've got 7 up through 18. I believe they play 36 and out at Chambers Bay.
That's a good lead, but you never know.
You never know.
Chambers Bay. You just don't.
Meanwhile, the Boeing Classic out in, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this name, in Washington. Jimenez ends up winning. Miguel Angel Jimenez ends up winning by two strokes over David McKenzie.
Snoqualmie.
Is that really how
it's pronounced? Yes.
Snoqualmie.
Snoqualmie?
Yeah.
Snoqualmie.
See, there you go again. It's like Arroyo, Trabuca. I'm trying here. I'm going to master that by
is
the time we talk.
Is that a foreshadow again?
It is a little bit.
It's easy to say Perry Parker.
It is?
Yes,
it is indeed. Snoqualmie?
Snoqualmie.
Boy, these guys are good. Jeez. On the Champions Tour. Look at this.
Sounded like my kid's buddy, Jack Blanchett, who couldn't pronounce Saskatoon or Saskatchewan. So he mixed them together and said, Saskatoon. I go, how do you say Saskatoon out of Saskatchewan? Oh, my jeez. Saskatoon. That's
all right.
A good one.
Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot coming up. As I mentioned, we have a few guests on the show here tonight, Spin on Golf. Our first guest will be Todd Krieger. He is the Chief Officer of Strategic Partnerships and Community Affairs for the Children's Foundation. Pretty big event coming up, and we'll be talking about that. We've got Jordan Young here, Mike Fay, of course, Nick Roddy, Mr. Rieger, and you. So glad you could join us on a Sunday night at Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Well, so glad you can join us wherever you may be. It is Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. We are coming to you live from Fox Hills. As I mentioned before we went to the break, there are so many outstanding golf tournaments in the area each and every year. And even though summer is slowly going by, you can feel it, the temperature in the air. There are still some great tournaments going on and certainly giving back as well. You know, I know you guys have said, the teaching professionals, there's no place like this game that in regards to giving back. It is amazing how much this game tends to give back, and that is what this gentleman is doing. Let's bring him in. He is Todd Krieger, the Chief Officer of Strategic Partnership and Community Affairs for the Children's Foundation and Interim Chief Executive Officer of First Tee Greater Detroit. First of all, Todd, really appreciate you taking the time and joining us tonight. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you guys for having me on the program. I really appreciate it.
Well, Todd, you know a little something about what we were just talking about, and something that we touch on often about this great game of golf. This game has a tendency to just give back, really unlike any other.
Absolutely. I mean, golf is a game that teaches us things like no other game can. Perseverance, how to manage your emotions, how to respect others. And so at First Tee, we're really about using golf to teach kids important life skills. And there's a lot of kids in this community who are under so much pressure and are living really challenging lives. And we're about teaching them important life skills to make them successful in their lives. And that's what we're all about.
Yeah, and it's going to be happening next week. The Ben Hogan Invitational is Monday, August 22nd. Shotgun is 10 a.m. WJR will be out there in the morning. Paul W. Smith, yours truly, the whole gang from the morning show will be out there. Talk to us about this Ben Hogan Invitational.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. So we're aligned with the Ben Hogan Foundation out of Fort Worth. The Children's Foundation, First Tee, the Ben Hogan Foundation, we put together this outing, and it's really special because proceeds of this event are going to support a state-of-the-art learning center for our kids. And our kids today run golf courses all over the area. But to give them the ability to do golf at a state-of-the-art learning center, that allows for winter golf all year long. And in this community, in Michigan, it's tough. The weather is hard when you get into January and February. And so for us to be able to have this kind of facility, offer golf year round. You can think of a facility that has hitting bays, maybe a few holes, a computing center, a library. It'll really be a great community asset, and we're just thrilled about it. And the proceeds of this event will support the development of that facility.
You know, Todd, I'm looking at some of these numbers, and it's just it's crazy how much you've helped people. And this is coming from the people that have been a part of this. 84% of teens and 85% of alumni report that First Tee helped them be a better student. 84% of teens and 87% of alumni report that their relationships with coaches were meaningful and grew over time. 92% of alumni say they engage in community service as a result of the First Tee participants. So you're not only giving, but you're teaching others to give and be better humans as well.
Absolutely. Sean, that's what it's all about. I was recently in Fort Worth with a lifelong educator. He said to me, there is no curriculum like the First Tee curriculum that teaches kids life skills and has an enduring impact. And we see that in the data. As the national organization has looked at the stats and researched this, we just see an amazing impact. And so we're thrilled that we can offer this program in the community. And we look forward to impacting lots of kid lives for many, many years to come.
You know, guys, I think that that's why Mike and myself, Brian and the other guys that coach golf for a living is important. What we can do and how we can impact, whether it be kids or adults, change their life or their perspective on things, make a difference, make them feel better about themselves. This is a game. Have fun. But certainly we can do things lifelong that can change their perspective on life and the world. So, you know, those are good things for us. Those are feel-good things for us. And I think that's good to hear those results are there.
Yeah, the First Tee is absolutely fantastic. All my involvement with it in Northern Michigan, I love it. And I love being involved in this. It's great. Yeah. Good job, Todd.
Todd Krieger, kindly joining us once again here on the show. Ben Hogan Invitational, want to get it out there again. Shotgun 10 a.m. You've got a two-person handicap better ball, an initiative of the Children's Foundation benefiting the First Tee of Detroit. Want to get this out there as well. The Detroit Pistons, a presenting sponsor. You also have another event coming up. And, you know, it's funny. Our producer out here, Dave Rieger, told me he once did 106 holes.
You did 106?
Wow.
Did you really?
Was that over like 6 days?
How many golf balls?
I don't know how many golf balls he lost.
Yeah, he's trying to figure out how to turn that mic on out here. In the meantime, for the courageous people out there, this is the second annual 100-hole marathon at Chandler Park, and this is going to be September 24th. First of all, tell us how this started, and tell us more about this event.
Yeah. Well, we're an organization that's predominantly philanthropy funded. And so we need to raise funds to sustain us. And John Page is our program director. And he had this great idea to hold this fundraiser. He had heard about it in other communities. And essentially you play 100 holes of golf and you raise money for that effort. So everyone that participates is asked to raise a little bit of money. We set you up with a web page. We ask you to talk to your friends, your relatives, your colleagues, ask them to support you. It's a fundraising event, but it's also a fun event. And, you know, we were joking beforehand. I hope that I'll be able to feel my back when I'm done. But you know what? It's 100 holes of golf at Chandler Park on September 24th, and it all goes to a great cause. It supports our program and makes sure that we can continue to operate, continue to support kids who need a little bit of financial assistance, and make sure that we can continue to offer that life skills curriculum. So it's going to be a special day. And we've got spots available. I would really encourage anyone who wants to play a lot of golf in a day to head over to firsttgreaterdetroit.org and sign up. We'd love to have everyone who wants to participate.
firsttgreaterdetroit.org. That is the spot to go. Second annual 100-hole marathon at Chandler Park. That is a Saturday, September 24th. How did that go that first time? I mean, were there a lot of sore backs and sore human beings, Todd?
Well, you know, I wasn't there, but I've heard it was a good time had by all. Let's say there were a lot of people with their signs at the end that said 100 holes, and they looked exhilarated, but they looked a little bit tired at the same time. So I think it's about getting to the end. We make it easy. I don't want anyone out there to think that, you know, you got to walk 100 holes. You know, you just got to get to the end, however you can get there. And it's really about having fun and raising money.
Well, you've got so many good things going on. I know you guys are now at the Durfee Innovation Society as well. Can you touch on that in our few remaining moments?
Sure. We are absolutely thrilled to have a space at Durfee now. And for those that don't know, it's an amazing hub that offers programming and wraparound services for families all in one location. And so we're in the heart of Detroit. We'll be able to offer winter golf. I want to really give a shout out to CDW, who gave us funds to purchase a TrackMan. So we have a TrackMan in that facility. And so for our kids, we can offer them games, but we can offer our kids who are a little bit better golfers amazing data to help them improve their game. We've got some kids that are really good golfers. And, you know, it's about golf on the one hand. It's also about life skills, but we do want kids to be able to improve their game. And now we have the opportunity to give them a tool that's truly amazing. And thank you to CDW for helping us with that.
That's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. There's nothing better than talking to a guy, Todd. You can really hear it in your voice. Not only do you have a passion for the game, but you have a passion for helping others, and you can really hear it. And we want to remind everybody, Ben Hogan Championship, August 22nd. That's next Monday at the Country Club of Detroit. The 100-hole marathon is Saturday, September 24th. And for more information on that, simply go to www.firsttgreaterdetroit.org. Want to make sure we covered anything. If there's anything else that you want to hit, Todd, here's your chance to throw it out there.
No, you know what? I would just encourage people to head over to our website, take a look at our program. As I mentioned, we're philanthropy funded, predominantly philanthropy funded. And for anyone who wants to support us with a gift, we'd love to accept that. And we'd also love for anyone who wants to visit our program and just see what we offer. It may be great for your particular child. We also depend on volunteer coaches. So for people out there who just want to give back, this is a great opportunity to do so. And I'll just end with an interesting stat, Sean. Mm-hmm. Our chapter, of all the chapters in the country, has the most volunteer coaches of any First Tee chapter. So there's a spirit in Detroit for golf, and we see that in our volunteer coach community. And we're just thrilled and excited. And anyone who wants to learn more, please go to the website, send us a note. We'd love to talk to you more about First Tee.
Great stuff, Todd. Continued success to you, and certainly keep doing the good things you're doing. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Todd Krieger, kindly joining us here. Spin on Golf. Don't go anywhere. We've got Perry Parker joining us, and Arroyo Tribuca.
Yes.
Is his golf course out in Mission Viejo? We'll figure out those names when we come back and talk to Perry Parker right here. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night here on 760 WJ. Well, it's been a theme for tonight, and for good reason. I mean, this game continues to give back really unlike no other, and some pretty cool events happening all over. And that's one of the things we like to do here on the show. Sure, we talk about what's happening on the various tours, and certainly we put a focus on the majors, and we're going to do a 2-hour show whenever they're in our backyard with the capital, the capital of golf, as we call it, the Rocket Mortgage Classic. But sometimes we like to bring in some guys from exotic places like California, right? Ooh,
that's right.
It is an exotic place, right? Especially when you've got names like Arroyo Tribuca in Mission Viejo.
Yep, that's right.
So there's no J pronounced.
Mission Viejo.
Mission Viejo. All right. Perry Parker.
That means old mission.
The old mission. See, I told you, a lot of exotic stuff. The Wingman Foundation touring and teaching pro at Arroyo Tribuca, a golf club. Many 3-time U.S. Open participant, kind enough to join us. And Gwen Holswit, who is from the exotic destination known as Michigan.
That's correct.
Right? I'm familiar with that place. She is the associate director of the Hemophilia Foundation of Michigan. First of all, to both of you, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Really appreciate it. Gwen, let's start with you, ladies first. Tell us about the Hemophilia Foundation of Michigan.
So the Hemophilia Foundation of Michigan is here to support those with bleeding disorders, and both patients and family members. And we provide education and services and community support. And we are so thrilled that Perry Parker came to us with a wonderful idea to bring our community together to support one another in camaraderie and in safe physical activity for our community.
And that perfect segue. She's a radio pro. Yeah, see how she did that? Wasn't that great? Now, you've got your Wingman Foundation on. I mean, that's pretty cool in and of itself. Tell us how you're helping Gwen and the foundation out.
So I've been a pro golfer for 34 years now, but I also have a bleeding disorder. I have hemophilia myself. So I've been an advocate in the hemophilia bleeding disorder community for 22 years. And we started the Inspiring Shots Wingman Foundation Golf Clinics about 5 years ago, and we do events all around the country. We have 4 events regionally, and so our Midwest region for this year and next year is going to be held here in Michigan. And so what it is we do free clinics for adults 18 and above that have a bleeding disorder, or caregivers or relatives that have somebody that has a bleeding disorder. They can come in, learn how to play golf or improve their golf game, or and get great instruction from pros like Jordan and Mike here at the Jordan Young teaching facility, and they can really learn how to play golf. And then people that have played golf make their game even better. But the cool thing about it for me is we're bringing people in the bleeding disorder community together. So then, hey, after they do these clinics, they can call each other up. Hey, let's go play Fox Hills, and they can really enjoy the game. And we're trying to grow the game in this bleeding disorder community and teach them that what a great game it is and something they can play for a lifetime.
And we had some great people out there.
Yeah, man. We did.
We really did.
I think they had a good time. We might have wore them out a little bit, but man, we saw some good swings, some good shots, and I think some people surprised themselves.
Some big drives. And one guy, Ben, had never played before, who wouldn't listen to any of our advice, right, about getting closer to the ball, just was ripping his drive like 280 yards down the fairway.
Did you see what I said to him at the end there? I said, hey, by the way, your stance is much closer with your driver than it was with that 7-iron. He goes, oh, I don't think it is. And he's pounding it out there about 270.
It was so funny, Sean, because Mike would go by, and I first went, saw him say, get a little closer to the ball. And then Mike went by, you got to get a little closer. And Jordan came by, get a little closer. But eventually he got it.
I was late to the party, and they're all like, yeah, I've already been told that. So I'm like, all right, I'll just stand here and watch. Ah. You're like the third guy. I'm not. Okay, that's cool.
Well, Gwen, this has got to be cool for you that, you know, number one, you're helping out the cause. But number two, people are having fun doing
it,
right?
They're having a great time. And we're so fortunate that we're not here just today, but that we're going to be here for 3 more weeks. Mm-hmm. And as you said, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful course. And we're just so fortunate to have this opportunity to come together. Especially since we haven't had a lot of opportunities lately, and this is a great way to bring people together. We're excited.
How can people become a part of this? How can people, I know we're raising awareness, but how can people be a part of this? Because, you know, again, we didn't mean for this to be the theme of the show, but Golf gives back. Golf continues to give back. So how can people be a part of it?
Well, certainly, I think there's always opportunities to learn more about the bleeding disorders community. Of course, we have a website like everybody else, www.hfmich.org for Hemophilia Foundation of Michigan. And we always invite people to learn more about the cause, to get involved. We have lots of public events. And we certainly want those in our community to come. We still have, as I said, 3 more weeks here. And we still would love to have additional folks join us.
Great stuff. Perry, as I mentioned a few times, but it certainly bears repeating, that has been a common theme for us, you know, whether it be a televised skins game, whether it be a match, whatever the case may be, something about this game and the people like yourself in this game that gives back. You've been a part of this game for a long time. How can you explain it?
I think the main reason why we give back is that because the people that we learned the game from, you know, gave back as well. So it's just a continuous cycle, you know, to show people that, hey, when you're involved in golf, it's all about camaraderie. It's about giving back and helping the other partner. And I think golf is that way anyways. Even if you go to like a tour event, you know, Jordan and I, when we played on the Canadian tour, you'd go down the range and you'd be helping your partner out with his swing or whatever. Golf is a very giving sport.
There weren't a lot of fans out there watching me, Perry. They were watching you.
But it's a very giving sport, and I think giving back, you know, financially and helping great causes is just with the makeup of the game and the professionals in this business do that, and I think it's really great to be part of it. And I'm really thankful that Jordan and his staff here really jumped on board with the Swingman Foundation and couldn't be happier with the facility here for the people participating in this program to come and learn how to play golf and enjoy the game. That's what it's all about, is have fun and enjoy it.
And CSL Bearing too, right?
That's right. So CSL Bearing is the sponsor. They applied the grant that allows us to do the program and make sure it's free to all the people. And CSL Bearing is a pharmaceutical company that makes the products a lot of these people use that come to the events, and they also make the product that I use. So I can teach golf and play tournament golf still to this day. And they're my sponsor on the tour as well. So they've been a big part of this program as well.
Well, for people who aren't aware, you've got the best price as well.
That's right.
It's free for adults 18 and up. Yeah. And of course, if you have a bleeding disorder and their caregivers, this is free.
Exactly. And it's a great program. And it's something that we're really trying to encourage around the country, and we're very excited. The cool thing about it too, Sean, is that two people from this venue will be selected to go to our Wingman National Championship event, which will be in Arizona. We will fly them out there to compete against the other regions, which is South Carolina, Utah, and New England. And then they will compete to try to raise win money. We give a $2,500 donation to the winning team at our national championship in Arizona. So we expect Jordan and Mike to really, you know, get these guys swinging good so they can bring back the money to Gwynn.
That'd be cool. Right? That'd be cool.
There you go. Are you a California native, by the way?
I am. So I grew up in Orange County, California. Okay. But my parents are from Michigan. So both my parents are from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Okay. My dad played football at University of Michigan. Wow. So I know you have a Spartan hat on, but I grew up a Wolverine fan.
Right.
So I have Michigan ties. I spent every summer when I was a kid in Michigan, played a lot of golf at Gull Lake and Kalamazoo Country Club and Gull Lake View. So I have a fondness for the state of Michigan. And I'm staying at my cousin's house who lives in Ann Arbor. So it's really cool to be here. Yeah.
Well, you know, the reason I ask, I mean, obviously California, some unbelievably beautiful, majestic courses there. In your travels, we have an opinion, and of course we're biased. You got some of the best golf here, and it's kind of an unknown secret, at least from our vantage point. You've been around. You're a California guy. Is the secret getting out about the incredible golf that can be played here in the state?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people make their way up to, you know, the Traverse City and play a lot of the, you know, great courses that you guys have in Michigan. But I think I tell people all the time, just like the average public courses in Michigan are fantastic. You know, you don't have to go and play the fancy courses, but I think the topography years are what makes it good. You got beautiful trees, you got lush grass and a lot of rolling hills. So you can get a lot of good courses, and you've had a lot of good designers design courses in Michigan as well. So we are fortunate in California to have some great courses, but it's a different totally different game here, and it's just a great place to play golf.
Yeah, and before we let both of you go, I want to give you the opportunity again to tell everybody about what you're doing. Once again, Barry Parker, Gwen Holswit, kind enough to join us here. CSL Bearing out here as well. Certainly want to give them some love. Perry, how can people get in touch with the Wingman Foundation?
So basically, you want to go to wingmanfoundation.org. And then if you want to come to the Michigan events, you would reach out to Gwen at the Hemophilia Foundation of Michigan. And then you can always reach out to myself as well. I'm on social media, on Instagram and on Facebook. And then my website is perryparker.com. If you have any questions about the bleeding disorder community or about how we're promoting golf, I'd be happy to answer any of those questions as well.
Now, how cool is that? A professional saying, yeah, reach out to me. Can you imagine a football player or a hockey player or a baseball player? Yeah, slip into my DMs. I'll have a conversation with you. No.
Well, I think that's one of the things that is so special about the bleeding disorders community is that we do have such great support. Not only from our corporate sponsors, but from the individuals who are in our community. It really is a very tight-knit family community, and we're very grateful for the support of Perry and for CSL Bearing.
It's fantastic. Gwen, one more time, tell everybody how they can find out more about the Hemophilia Foundation of Michigan.
The best way is to visit our website, www.hfmich.org.
Outstanding. Awesome. Best of luck to you guys. Seriously, if we can do anything to help spread the word, don't hesitate. Reach out to any of us. I think it's fantastic.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, guys. We really appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. Once again, Perry Parker from the Wingman Foundation and Arroyo Trabuco.
How I wrote that. You got it.
I was very proud of myself. Gwen Holswit as well, the Associate Director of the Hemophilia Foundation of Michigan. Thank you for your time. We'll come back, wrap it up on a Sunday night. It's Spin on Golf right here on 760 WJR. You know what's really cool? And again, we thank Perry Parker and Gwen Holswit for being out here. Mike, you were telling me during the break. I mean, Jordan, you've been out here since, what, 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
And Mike, you were out here. And Mike looks at me, true story, during the break with a smile and goes, you should have seen the people. Like, we're doing the clinics and watching them get better. It's so cool to watch you guys get happy watching others get better. It really is.
It is. It's so much fun, right, Jordan?
Well, I
light up their face. Like, I couldn't believe I just did that.
The best is when they hit it really good. And they're like, oh, I'm going to do that again. And then they don't do it again. They're like, what I do? And you're like, oh, I mean, come on, man. I mean, people need to realize that development, and I'm not talking about just tonight's group, because tonight was pretty much all beginners. But development, whether you're a high school player, Mike, your daughter, right? She's going through it right now. A college player or a professional. Development is not linear.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Amen. And you have to be patient, and you have to hold the course, and it's a process. Don't panic. Okay, we had some kids today. I had about five or six kids that were qualifying at the AJGA. It's a close one. A lot of people enter. Two or three of my kids got through. One kid made like seven or eight birdies. I don't think he's ever made more than three or four birdies. And I said, holy man. I go, what happened?
Yeah,
it was great. And he shot even par. I think that's his lowest competitive round ever. He got in. You just never know. Like I said, with Scheffler, he's so hot, nobody can beat him. Koepka, nobody can beat him, right?
Yeah.
He can be beat. They can all be beat. These kids can win. You just don't know when your time will come, and take advantage of it.
Biggest thing is you just got to keep playing.
You got to keep playing, and you got to you got to just keep plugging away. This is a game of failures. It's not easy.
That's such a great point, because I think in a lot of people's minds, and I mean, it's not just a sports thing. It's a life thing. It's like,
it is
onward and upward. No, sometimes it's not onward and upward. Sometimes it's backwards. Sometimes it's quite a bit backwards.
Yeah. I mean, thankfully life isn't as negative as golf is all the time for most people, but most people are pretty down on themselves about their golf. If you really ask them.
Yeah.
When was the last time you talked to somebody and said, I am playing my best golf. I putted so great today. You know what? My driver could not be better. I'm just playing so good right now. I can't wait to play tomorrow.
Never.
Well, it's a game that you can never like truly play your best. You can always play better, right? So it's like you're always looking.
Be good enough.
Right.
I know I texted you guys this earlier, but I have to ask it, and we'll talk about the Michigan PGA in the last couple of minutes, but a lot of heat on the ruling in regards to Cam Smith. Not on the ruling against Cam Smith, but the fact that it came a day later. Some of the tweets out there in particular, somebody said, imagine this in other sports. There was a pass interference in the first half. We just saw it. Nobody is arguing the violation, including Cam Smith. It's the timing. Next day ruling is wrong on so many levels. One person said the PGA Tour is absolutely stupid to penalize Cam Smith a day after the supposed penalty. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask for your take on this.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
Do we do that in other sports?
I just don't think
oh, look. He was really out of bounds.
Yeah. Right? I mean, just don't think you should do it the next day.
Right.
Right? I mean, and the one guy I thought said it very well. Okay, it's a violation. I get it. Penalize me. But don't do it the next day. You're getting ready to tee off. And so, oh, by the way, Jordan, you know how you're at 5 under? You're not 3 under. Or 4 under is the case where, you know what I mean?
So his ball was out of bounds?
Yeah. I mean, and that's the biggest thing. And I haven't heard Cam Smith say this, but I haven't heard him say he wasn't against it either. From the sounds of it, yeah, everybody's going, yeah, okay, sure.
I mean,
but the next day?
What I'm first thinking first is I'm surprised he wasn't disqualified.
That's a good point.
That's
a good point.
He might be like, I'll take the two shots and not worry about getting DQ'd.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, so I don't know what happened. No. I heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
Michigan PGA, that fires up tomorrow. What do you guys got on that?
You're playing golfing, Mr.
Young. I'm going to try to play, yeah. I mean, all the PGA professionals in the state of Michigan will be at Prestwick Village, 3-round event. The top 9 go on to the national championship. So it's kind of our biggest major of the year. All the usual suspects will be there. Best players in the state. And it's just nice to be with all of our, you know, compadres out there and competing at beautiful Prestwick. It's always in good shape, especially this time of year. So
you seem incredibly calm right now.
That's because I might not finish. Put it this way, I had to pull out the last 2 events due to injury because of my injury. So I'm just actually going to go play tomorrow. And if I make it through a round, that'll be great. I'm going to try to play 3 rounds. We'll see what happens.
Isn't that the truth, though? It's like one thing or the other. No, I feel really good about where my game's at. I'm going to give it a go tomorrow. Nah, I'm not feeling really good, so I'm not going to put any pressure on myself. It's all good.
Let's just consider it a day and a half off.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you. Real. I appreciate it. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to enjoy myself. Go from there.
Play good, Jordan.
And we're trying to find some updated FedEx standings, but they're not out there yet,
I guess. Not yet. No.
Can be interesting.
Hard to believe in this day and age.
Yes.
But
right?
It will be interesting to see going into next week and, who's hot. I mean, Cam Smith, right? He's there.
Yeah.
He's there.
No doubt about
Salah
that.
Torres.
Who's back at the station, by the way? I always love to give love to the guy back at the station. It's Jason Fisler. So, Fisla, we appreciate everything you do. Nick Roddy out here, thank you. Dave Rieger out here. Nice to see the fellas out here today. Mike Fay and Jordan Young. Jordan, again, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate you always coming and joining us.
No, are you kidding me? Yeah. I love doing this. Yeah. We got to get it. What else?
Rig?
No. Well, have yourselves a great night, everybody. We'll talk again next week. It's actually going to be our final show of the season next week. Boy, it flies by. For the whole gang, I'm Sean Belegian saying, have yourselves a fantastic night.